Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to Divine Parables, a series here on the Qalam podcast, which explores the metaphors, the examples that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to us within the Quran. Mufti Hussein Kamani will go through in depth an analysis of all the different parables that are present within the Quran. So inshallah, go ahead, listen, benefit, share with family and friends, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. Before we get started with the session, once again, I wanted to remind everyone that alhamdulillah, Qalam is dedicated to bringing this kind of understanding and knowledge of Islam to each and every single person all around the world. We ask you to become our partners in this endeavor by supporting the work that Qalam does by going to supportqalam.com. Supportqalam.com. Go there, contribute, donate, become a sustainer, and have this as a sadaqah jariyah. Every single person that will listen, that will learn, that will benefit from it, you will have the reward of that. Jazakumullahu khairan. Now let's get on with the session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى خصوصا على سيد الرسل وخاتم الأنبياء وعلى آله الأسكياء وأصحابه الأتقياء أما بعد. Today we turn to Surah Al-Kahf, and the example that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presents in this surah that we will be discussing today, it relates to two individuals. Some Mufassirun, commentators of the Qur'an, say these were just two companions, two associates of one another. While others, they say these two individuals were actually brothers. Ibn Mubarak rahmatullahi alayhi narrates a narration in which he states that there was a father, a man who passed away, and he left behind a large inheritance for his two sons. One of the sons, he took his portion, and he decided to spend it on the fuqara to give it in sadaqah. And the other brother took his inheritance and he decided to invest it in agriculture, in land, in property. Naturally, the one who invested his money in property, his wealth grew. And as his wealth grew, unfortunately, so did his arrogance. And he became so arrogant and full of himself that one day he was speaking to his brother and he said to him, "Look how much your life sucks and look how awesome my life is." And then he said to his brother, "Look how much God has given me." And then he said to his brother, actually he didn't say, "Look how much God has given me." He said, "Look how much I have." This is an important thing. He said, "Look how much I have." And then he said that there is nothing that can ever take away this wealth from me. My car, my house, my job, my clothes, my car, they're not going anywhere. And I don't even believe the day of judgment is going to come. وَمَا أَظُنُّ السَّاعَةَ قَائِمَةً وَلَئِنْ رُدِدْتُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي لَأَجِدَنَّ خَيْرًا مِّنْهَا مُنْقَلَبًا. First of all, the day of judgment won't happen because I have everything in the world, and somehow that meant the day of judgment wouldn't occur. And even if it does occur, when I stand in front of God, when I stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَأَجِدَنَّ خَيْرًا مِّنْهَا مُنْقَلَبًا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give me so much more. And his logic behind receiving so much more was that obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves me, that's why he gave me so much wealth in the world, and he clearly doesn't love you, that's why he gave you no wealth in the world. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored me in this world and given me so much wealth, then very clearly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give me much more in the hereafter. These verses in this story, they start in Surah Kahf, verse number 32. And they continue all the way until verse number 42. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا. That present to them the example of two people, two men. We gave to one of them two gardens of grapes. وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ. And we bordered them, we surrounded them with palm trees. وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا. And between the fields we placed crops. كِلْتَ الْجَنَّتَيْنِ آتَتْ أُكُلَهَا وَلَمْ تَظْلِمْ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا. These two gardens of his would constantly produce and they would never cut down. He would never lose out, like he never had a decrease in growth. وَفَجَّرْنَا خِلَالَهُمَا نَهَرًا. And on top of that, we allowed rivers to flow in between them. وَكَانَ لَهُ ثَمَرًا. And he had crops on his trees. فَقَالَ لِصَاحِبِهِ وَهُوَ يُحَاوِرُهُ. He was speaking to his companion and he said to him, أَنَا أَكْثَرُ مِنْكَ مَالًا وَأَعَزُّ نَفَرًا. I have more wealth than you and I have a more bigger of a following. أَعَزُّ نَفَرًا. I have more people around me. وَدَخَلَ جَنَّتَهُ وَهُوَ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ. He entered into his garden one day and he was very full of himself. He was oppressing himself. Why does the Quran say he was oppressing himself? Because even though Allah gave him so much, his oppression was that he forgot Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was his oppression. His kibr, his pride, his inad, his arrogance. This was his oppression. He said, مَا أَظُنُّ أَن تَبِيدَ هَذِهِ أَبَدًا. I do not believe that these gardens of mine and my wealth will ever perish. وَمَا أَظُنُّ السَّاعَةَ قَائِمَةً. And neither do I believe the day of judgment will ever come. وَلَئِن رُدِدْتُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي. And if I do turn back to my Lord, لَأَجِدَنَّ خَيْرًا مِّنْهَا مُنْقَلَبًا. I will find with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even better. Allah will give me even more. Now his companion speaks back to him. His brother speaks back to him. قَالَ لَهُ صَاحِبُهُ وَهُوَ يُحَاوِرُهُ. His companion speaks back, and while they're in the middle of a conversation, he says to him, أَكَفَرْتَ بِالَّذِي خَلَقَكَ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ ثُمَّ سَوَّاكَ رَجُلًا. That have you decided to forget about your Allah? Are you rejecting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who created you from soil? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you from a nutfa, like a drop of semen. ثُمَّ سَوَّاكَ رَجُلًا. And then he made you into a complete man. لَكِنَّهُ اللَّهُ رَبِّي وَلَا أُشْرِكُ بِرَبِّي أَحَدًا. I'll tell you this much, my Allah is that Allah. لَكِنَّهُ اللَّهُ رَبِّي. My Lord is that Allah. وَلَا أُشْرِكُ بِرَبِّي أَحَدًا. And I will never make partners with Allah. Now keep in mind, the first brother, he made himself a partner with Allah, where he became arrogant. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes arrogance so much. Because that's where a person starts believing that I'm greater than Allah. I don't need Allah. I'm independent of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he gives his brother advice. He says to him, وَلَوْلَا إِذْ دَخَلْتَ جَنَّتَكَ قُلْتَ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ. When you entered into your garden, what you should have said was, مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. That's what you should have said. There are narrations from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Imam Ibn Kathir rahmatullahi alayhi and other mufassirun under this verse, they quote the narration that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the companions that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you with something that you are happy with, something that you really like, any sort of blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, say masha'Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will preserve that blessing for you. The riwayah actually says the only thing that will take away that blessing from you is death. So learn to say masha'Allah. Every blessing you have, you put on a nice garment, you're looking at yourself in the mirror, you look handsome and beautiful, say masha'Allah. When you're at home and you're opening up your makeup box for the sisters and you look at all the products you have, say masha'Allah. Be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because there are orphans in the world, their makeup is a soil of the ground. That's all they can put on their face. And today Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so much. When you sit to eat iftar and there's food in front of you, be thankful to Allah. Say masha'Allah. Make a habit, make that a dhikr, something that's constantly on your tongue that you keep saying masha'Allah. Look, let me tell you one thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will only allow those servants to be in the inner circle of his friends who have the characteristic of tawadu, who are humble. Because those that have arrogance are not allowed in the circle of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُتَكَبِّرِينَ. Allah does not like those who are arrogant. You have to be humble. You can only be humble in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you are thankful to Allah. And you can only be thankful to Allah if you acknowledge your ijz, your inability to do anything without His help. Once you acknowledge that I am ajiz, I cannot do anything without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every time you accomplish something in life, you will do shukr of Allah. And when you have shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you then become a mutawadir, a humble person, and therefore the doors of Allah's mercy are open for you. Look at Surah Al-Dahr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or also known as Surah Al-Insan. In the opening verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds the human being of his inability, his ijz. هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَاجٍ نَبْتَلِيهِ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلِ. So Allah talks about the inability of the human being in the opening verses of Surah Al-Insan. And then He talks about His favor on the human being. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. Because when a person acknowledges his inability, his ijz, then when he sees Allah's favor, he should do shukr. And those who are ungrateful, in the next verse, Allah says, "Inna a'tadna lil-kafirina salasila wa aghlalan wa sa'ira." For the ungrateful, there's a punishment. However, those that are thankful, "Inna al-abrara yashrabuna min ka'sin kana mizajuha kafura." The whole formula is laid out right at the beginning of Surah Al-Dahr, right at the beginning of Surah Al-Insan. So whenever you have a blessing of Allah, you have a beautiful spouse, you have healthy children, constantly keep saying, "Masha'Allah, Masha'Allah." You're able to read the Quran, say, "Masha'Allah." وَلَوْلَا إِذْ دَخَلْتَ جَنَّتَكَ قُلْتَ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ. But that's not it. What else did he tell him to say? لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Say, "Ma shaa Allah," and also say, "La quwwata illa billah." Imam Ibn Kathir, rahmatullahi alayhi, under the tafsir of this ayah, he also quotes another narration from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as narrated by Imam Ahmad, rahmatullahi alayhi, in his Musnad, that this statement, "La quwwata illa billah," is from the treasures of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La quwwata illa billah, what does it mean? There is no strength, there is no ability, there is no power other than with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ma shaa Allah, la quwwata illa billah. And then he says to his brother, In tarani ana aqalla minka malan wa walada. Don't you see I have less wealth than you? Don't you see I have less of a family than you do? Clearly you have much more than I do. But I'm saying, ma shaa Allah, la quwwata illa billah. Even though I have little, you have so much. You should be saying this much more. You should constantly be thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he says to his brother, he gives him the warning, فَعَسَىٰ رَبِّي أَن يُؤْتِيَنِي خَيْرًا مِّن جَنَّتِكَ. It's possible in the hereafter that Allah will give me gardens better than your gardens. وَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهَا حُسْبَانًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ أَيْ عَذَابًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ. And Allah will send a punishment on your gardens from the heavens, from the skies. فَتُسْبِحَ سَعِيدًا زَلَقًا. And it will become a smooth, dusty ground. سَعِيدًا empty, clear. There will be no sign of any of your gardens if Allah's punishment comes. أَوْ يُسْبِحَ مَاؤُهَا غَوْرًا. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make its water sunken. You won't even see the water. You know the rivers that are flowing in your garden? They'll all be gone. فَلَن تَسْتَطِيعَ لَهُ طَلَبًا. You won't even be able to find traces of the water that's in your garden. وَأُحِيطَ بِثَمَرِهِ فَأَصْبَحَ يُقَلِّبُ كَفَّيْهِ عَلَى مَا أَنْفَقَ فِيهَا. وَأُحِيطَ بِثَمَرِهِ. Allah Azza wa Jal says, we encompassed his gardens with a punishment. فَأَصْبَحَ. He came to the garden the next morning. يُقَلِّبُ كَفَّيْهِ. He began to turn his hands upside down out of concern and worry. He was so, you know, lost and shocked. عَلَى مَا أَنْفَقَ فِيهَا. Because of all of the investments he put into that garden. وَيَقُولُ وَهِيَ خَابِيَةٌ. While it was empty, now there was nothing there at all. The punishment of Allah come. He then, عَلَى عُرُوشِيَ خَابِيَةٌ عَلَى عُرُوشِيَ. It was empty. وَيَقُولُ. And he began to say, يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُشْرِكْ بِرَبِّي أَحَدًا. I should have never made partners with my Lord. This was my mistake. At the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the last few verses, verse number 43 and 44, he says, وَلَمْ تَكُلْ لَهُ فِيَةٌ يَنْصُرُونَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَمَا كَانَ مُنْتَصِرًا. And there was for him no company to aid him other than Allah. وَمَا كَانَ مُنْتَصِرًا. Nor could he defend himself. هُنَالِكَ الْوَلَايَةُ لِلَّهِ الْحَقِّ. Therefore we learn that pure and absolute authority lies for Allah, the truth. هُوَ خَيْرٌ ثَوَابًا وَخَيْرٌ عُقْبًا. With him lies the best reward and outcome. With these verses, we learn that there was one person that was thankful for his blessings. He had little, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him so much more in the hereafter. The other person became arrogant. He forgot where these blessings came from. He began to reject Allah. He neglected the rights of the fuqara. And that arrogance of his led to his wealth being taken away in the world. And in the hereafter, only Allah knows what his outcome will be. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us from the thankful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the mutawadi'un, those that are humble. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to acknowledge and realize our ijz and our inability in front of our Khaliq and our Master. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.